Home. It's where a lot of us have been spending much of this past year. And for Mike Milosh of Rye, that word has taken on a new meaning. He's gone from a life on the road to a permanent place he can call home. And out of this transition has come a new album out today called Simply Home. Milosh conceived of this album before the pandemic, during a time when groups could gather, when a crowd of artists could share a single stage. He knew he wanted the album to feature a large choir. So back then, in that other time, he invited the Danish National Girls Choir to come to the U.S. to share their voices.
It's kind of hard to describe the joy of being around a choir, but I'm singing the notes and then they're re-singing them back to me, and then there's 50 people singing it. And
it's unreal, yeah.
Yeah, it's unreal, and like it worked. I think that was the craziest part. It's probably the most overwhelmed I've felt in my entire musical career, is just hearing this choir sing these notes that I wrote, and overwhelmed in like the best possible way, you know?
Yeah. And why did you choose the Danish Girls Choir specifically? What was it about that group?
It all started because I did a concert with them in Copenhagen 3 years ago, and they did this beautiful show with me where we started the whole night with just the choir coming in from off stage and walking through the crowd. And there was this moment where me and actually Ben, one of my keyboard players, we were watching this choir come up, and we both couldn't, like, I couldn't get a sound out of my voice yet. Like, oh. You're almost like crying for the sake of the music. There's no emotional trigger. It's not like I'm sad about something in my life. You're just overwhelmed by the beauty of the sound of the choir. And that was that moment where I was like, I know I need to get this choir on out of record. And it was like, so that's why I ended up doing the intro and the outro, to kind of have you fall into the world that is the record.
Your new album is called Home, which for a lot of us feels like what this whole last year basically was, for better or for worse. So I'm just wondering, what has the idea of home meant to you as you made this album during the pandemic?
In retrospect, it almost seems mean that I called the record Home, you know, because I had named it Home before the pandemic happened. I purchased this home in Topanga, which is kind of like on the border of Malibu up in the mountains, knowing that I wanted to have like a sacred creative space. I pretty much merge my whole life with creativity. I don't compartmentalize it that much. So I wanted a home, and same like my partner as well, we wanted a home that was very conducive to being creative, being a little bit away from the city. So home to me is that merger of the ability to do what I do, which is create music and do a lot of photography, do a lot of video, do a lot of editing myself. And that, to me, when we found this place, it looked like the perfect scenario for that, and it has been.
Well, even though you do feel somewhat removed from the terrible COVID surge happening in LA right now because you're in Topanga, you know, one of your songs touches on another thing that has made living in California stressful, and that is the wildfires. There's a song called Black Rain on your album. What is this song capturing for you?
With Black Rain, it was really strange because I didn't really understand myself why I was singing this whole Black Rain thing. I don't know what hit me, but I did it. And then very soon after, you get these wildfires, and then we were literally seeing like soot falling from the sky and landing on the driveway. And it was all over the windshield of our car, and it's on the roof of our house. And that's actually a really terrifying feeling. And Genevieve, actually, her mom lost her house in Big Sur 5 years ago from a forest fire. And it's very triggering for her. And then as a result, I'm like, whoa, like, these forest fires are really, really real. They're not just some distant like mountain that you don't know where it is. Like, I think we've called 911 three times for fires that we kind of saw the beginnings of. And it's like, me and Genevieve talk about it a lot. You got to kind of figure out how to manage your fear.
Well, I want to end our conversation on the very last song you wrote for this album. It's called My Heart Bleeds. You talk about this song as being about the collective pain of 2020. You write, like it or not, we've got to go, got to feel some change here. Come together now.
Like it or not, we've got to feel some change here.
Come together now.
Like it or not, this place is about to move in
different. Move with me. Like
tell me what you're saying there.
Well, I started the song. Weirdly, it wasn't the last song I made on the record. I'd started it and I'd shelved it a little bit because I didn't understand the song yet. I hadn't written the lyrics yet. And a friend of mine, Austin, who is on the song with me on that, with Itai, his cousin was just like attacked, like a racial crime. She's black and someone had stabbed her and she luckily was okay. But it really, really bothered me. And I just was looking at the world that we're in, watching some news, not trying to avoid the news, and then watching it again. And the Rye Project, I've always thought it's not a very political project because I try to make a have a project that's very inclusive. So this song is just calling out to people to say, like, we need to be together. We need to be unified. We need to appreciate each other and come together and move forward. And it's not hyper politicized in the lyrics, but in my intention and my feeling in there, it's a strong social message, because the hatred that feels like it's rampant in the U.S. it's incredibly grotesque to me, and I'm not trying to add to the grotesqueness of it. I'm actually trying to ask people to let it go and let's move forward with each other.
Well, speaking of moving forward, as you put this music out into the world today, what are your hopes for 2021?
They're probably very similar to everyone's. I want to be able to go to restaurants. I wanted to give some of my friends hugs and not be all worried about it. I really want to be able to visit my parents easily without a lot of tension and stress around it. I obviously want to be able to tour. I really want people to be not scared of each other. It's necessary, but the fear that people feel, I would love to see that dissipate and us return to a state of normalcy. And then when we do return, I think the new normal should be highly appreciative of those times, you know? And it shouldn't just be like, oh yeah, we're going to a concert. It should be like, wow, like, it's amazing that we can see things again and we can be around people again. So that would be my hope. Yeah.
Don't you tell me that you're saving for yourself.
Mike Milosh and his project Rye are out with a new album. It's called Home. Thank you very much for spending this time with us.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.